have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to another magical adventure known as the 8-Bit Geek Podcast. We are much like the NFL. We're celebrating our 50th Super Show with episode 156. You do the math. My name is Jeremy, and with me today are two men who've been fined by the league 32 times for misconduct and inappropriate touching.
And language. I say fuck way too much on the air.
And goddamn, and bitch, and son of a bitch, and and
suck a dick.
Suck a dick, and shit. It's only really when there's real emotion behind anything you say, so it's like every half second.
Yeah. So less of the inappropriate touching, unless it's of myself, and a lot more of the inappropriate language. And I've definitely been fined more than 32 times for that.
Oh yeah, like no, we're talking about in the month. Yeah,
that was last week's episode.
Yeah, we talk about just the week.
Yeah, last week. So my name is Doug.
Hi, I'm Kevin, and I've only been fined 46 times this month.
For what? What did you do? What are you in for?
The inappropriate touching. Yeah. I just keep ass slapping after each play. I'm like, good play. And they're like, man, I'm not.
They're like, I've been at home with my family. I'm not even playing. You just show up at the front door. Ding dong.
I don't even know what football is. I just like saying good game.
Oh, it's like that.
Tissue slap.
It's like that one skit on Key and Peele. Good game. You guys don't have you have no idea good. What I'm
no,
talking
No, that was the
about.
Baseball one. The baseball dude keeps slapping asses.
Slap ass. Yeah. Slap ass. This evening I tried a beer that Doug recommended, and it's
not a beer.
Not your father's root beer. It is a beer, Doug.
Nope.
It's not? Yeah, it is. Look, it's a spiced ale.
It's a malt liquor.
That's what it says.
Mm-hmm. Prove it.
And it has 5.9% alcohol. Malt anyways, liquor. I'm not much even... Okay, so it does taste like a hard liquor, which I have never been into hard liquor, except for you give me a Long Island iced tea, I suck on that shit all day long.
Yep, I bet.
Yeah, he will. Are we still talking about liquor anymore?
Yeah, no.
So no. I had a backup. I have a shiner now, which Doug called me a pussy for, but
How you like that 4% alcohol, you bitch?
And then he went into like an anti-Semitic rant that you Patreon users can listen to.
That's not true. This has more than that. It just doesn't say it on the bottle yet.
My law has to stay on the bottle.
I don't see it. Anyway. If you like our banter, you can always subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave us a comment or a review. Also on Audio Boom and Stitcher Radio. And if you have an Android device, please use your favorite podcast app and add us.
Podcast Addict.
Hey, no, actually, right now Google Play is supporting podcasts now, so you can search for us right in there. So
nice.
And if you can't, let us know and we'll fix that. And you can also follow us on social media, not social.
They're going to say Shinerbach. Shinerbach.com.
Follow us on Shinerbach, at Shinerbach. We've taken over their Twitter. You can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, now including Twitch, because you can always follow us there. Yep. We'll record and stream all the time. It's rare if one night doesn't go by and one of us aren't there, so... If you're feeling lonely one night, you want to cuddle up next to a Doug, next to a Kev, or next to a Jer, we're all here for you. We're all three big cuddly bears that we don't care about race, gender, or anything else. We'll
cuddle. I don't know, man. You before the show said that blacks were the loudest.
He did.
Completely taken out of context. We were talking about mechanical keyboards, ladies and gentlemen. That normally I will go along with everything and I don't care, but that one I'm going to have to just explain myself right up front.
By the way, I looked it up. It's 4.4 on the
boom. I beat you four, bitch. Beat your four.
That is still a four, my friend.
It's no, not, it's a, not
enough.
It
it's
is
a 4.4. It's not enough 4. To be rounded up 4. To a five. Four. So 4.4. It's still a four.
Don't care. It's a 0.4, and it's large. That's more than a four. And you know what? It may take me four of them to get drunk instead of two, but I'm okay with that. You can always support us on Patreon and help us pay for overhead and send us to new Comic Cons around the world. Well, by world, we mean Texas, so.
Yes!
Maybe one day we'll make it up to, like, New York Comic Con or something like that. That's a dream.
Comic Con Bosnia. That.
But we are saving right now for a trip to Comic Con down in Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. It is, I'm starting to get the pricing together. It's costing a lot of money, so if you mm-hmm. feel generous tonight at any point and want to say, hey, you guys are fucking funny, or I hate you, get off the air. You can still do that right below with that little donate button or on Patreon. Yep. Either way, it works. It's great. We want to go ahead and give a shout out to our main sponsor of this week's show is QE Streams. Thank you, Woo! Sir. QE Streams is a wonderful Twitch user. He also streams at QE Streams. That's the at sign QUEYSTR. EIMS.
What?
What? I'm what? Sorry. QE
You're
Streamus?
Reading it. How did you misspell it when it's literally right in front of you? Oh my God! What is
Shinerbuck?
Oh, don't blame the Shinerbuck.
Oh my.
You can also follow him on YouTube at QE's Gaming.
He's done.
Oh shit! All right. So every week we like to take a look. At something.
Dude, you can't blame your fat thumbs for that.
I have a fat.
It's both my fat thumbs. I just can't type right.
It's my fat mouth.
Oh, you just can't say it right.
I can't say it because the fat holds my lips down. Every week we take a look at some classified ads in. I can't even think of that now.
You're way off. You want someone to take over?
No, I got this. Okay, I got it. Craigslist. We call it misconnections because, well, we take them from the misconnection section. We don't alter them in any way. We couldn't, and we don't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they're meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Got that drop.
Oh, on time,
got
too.
Got that music. Wanna talk about love in your mouth. Come downstairs. Got a surprise for you. I'm inside the cake. I'm jumping out, be your man. Look at my penis, oh goddamn. I wanna dance for you so sexy. Take it over, Doug.
Come on, Doug, you got the bass. Pull that Boys to Men thing. You're like, baby, I know you banged five of my friends.
Baby.
But I still yeah. love you.
You've had my dad's, mine, and my brother's penis in your mouth, and I still love you.
Still love you.
Now, the weird thing is, it was all at the same time, but I can forgive you.
All at the same time.
Time. Still love you. Still love you. Still love you.
Well, shit. Once the men scoot over.
All right, let's get this shit going. We got Sean in the house.
Yeah, we do.
Sean, take it away, sir.
This week's misconnection says more. Dot, dot, dot. Male looking for a woman. I still love you more than words can say. Maybe one day you'll find it in your heart to let me back in. Until then, all I can do is hope and pray. You are my perfect little nerd princess. Months apart now, and you're still all I can think about. You're probably with someone new now, who knows?
I mean, I definitely saw that you were. I do stalk you on Facebook. But you stole my heart and made me want to be a better man. I keep trying to be the kind of man you... I keep trying to be the kind of man, the kind of woman like you deserve. What the fuck? Okay, I'm trying to be the kind of man, the kind of woman like you deserve. It's so fucking, what a weird sentence I wrote. If nothing else, you help me in that. Give your doggies a hug and a treat for me. I'm sorry for everything I did wrong. Yours truly, Sean Pettis.
Wow, you don't seem like the kind of man that falls in love.
She was my little nerd princess, and we had a four-way with her dogs.
Oh, I knew that was going to come into play.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what caused the breakup? Did you get into one of them more than you got into your nerd princess?
There's too much time spent on Fido. What can I say? He likes peanut butter, and so do I.
Oh. All right, my turn here. Hello? Hello?
Hi, Russian woman.
Duh.
Oh, jeez.
I am here to read things that I make connection to on internets. To the dashing man at PX South with giant spoon. Woman for male, obviously. San Antonio Pex. You're rugged. I love that. Handsome gentleman in black leather jacket on the Pex South floor. I saw your spoon. Manly spoon. But was too shy to approach. You ask what it meant. To ask you what it meant, of course. I wrote this in Russian. I've been in America a long time, I apologize. I think we made eye contact at one point. But I tried not to let you follow, see me follow you a bit, because I was worried you would think I was creepy. Ha ha! I sure hope you're single. It would break my heart if we do not get a chance to pursue a fairy tale romance that is already playing out in my head. Anyway, if you see this and you should get in contact, we should see where it goes. Send me email, tell me what color leather spoon you had or some shit. I don't know. Anyways, Russian woman, signing out from Pex, Seth.
Pex?
Pex. Kevin?
This one. Oh, hello.
Oh, hi.
This one is a big booty in Walmart Bentonville.
Oh, shit.
Pimps for bitches.
Pimps for bitches.
Ethnicity? Black. Age, I'm gonna say 32 this time.
Uh-huh.
Girl, whew, you made my dick so hard when I laid eyes on your curves. Your ass looked so good. I just wanted to bend you over in one of the aisles. So if you notice me checking you out, hit me up. Sincerely yours, a pimp named Slickback.
I don't like it. I think that pimp named Slickback should have a longer posts.
Baby, I say what I need to say and I get it out of the way. You know what I'm saying? I ain't here to bullshit. Time is money and money is mine.
Let me ask you something, my friend. Have you ever been to Pex?
Baby, I don't dig on swine.
Do you like spoons?
You know what? If you want to pay for that kinky shit, that's going to be extra.
Let me tell you something. My ass look like curvature on roller coaster.
For the right price, baby, I will take that ride to Space Mountain, if you know what I mean.
You can fit all of Space Mountain in my pussy. Mickey Mouse, me, Mickey Mouse lives in there.
Hey, okay, so just a quick just a side update real quick. I was like, oh shit, so there's a dude walking around with a giant spoon, huh? I wonder if I can find anything on of him on the internet. Because he was at a convention, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, I haven't been able to find necessarily anything of him, but I have found a post by him on Reddit.
What?
Whoa. Yeah, someone posted like their Fallout cosplay. And he, and I'm assuming it's this guy, says, I saw you wandering around. I also saw a rather large and rather creepy guy with a patchy beard. Jeremy?
Hello.
Who kept trying to take candid pictures of you just outside of the hall entrance. While I didn't get close enough to confirm this, I imagine he must have smelled rather like bad cheese.
I enjoy a cheese, I'm sorry.
Anyway, I was the guy with the battle spoon, if you happen to see me. And then she responded with, I'm pretty sure I saw you out there yesterday. That was the largest spoon I've ever seen, so you've got that going for you.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, this bitch come walk on my territory.
Yeah, I was really hoping...
are being made around the world.
I was really hoping that someone have a picture of him, but I think it's just really funny that like someone's like, hey, that's me with my battle spoon. That's fucking hilarious.
Did you guys see any movies this week?
Yes!
Oh, you did?
Yeah, nothing in the theater, though. Fuck that noise.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, Kevin.
No. I saw some awesome movies, though. Can I
did.
Talk about that?
Yeah. Well, you can. I saw something in the theater.
Well, let's talk about your theater.
No, I mean, we could talk about your boring-ass fucking VHS tape-watching experience.
Close! I saw Turbo Kid on Netflix, and it was fucking rad. I highly recommend everyone stop watching this. Turn it off. In fact, delete us from Facebook. Everything you need to do.
What? Wait, what? Hold on.
And turn on Turbo Kid.
No, don't do that.
Well, they probably already did before he even said it, so...
No, but Turbo Kid was really good. It was a post-apocalyptic movie that takes place in the futuristic year of 1997. And yeah, it's really good. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to ruin too much, but just watch that movie. It's on Netflix. Turbo Kid. Watch it. It's awesome.
Awesome. I went into the theater with the intent of watching a movie. I went to go see Hail Caesar.
Uh-huh.
I fell asleep in about the 15-minute mark and then decided that this movie wasn't for me and proceeded to leave. Now, it's gotten really high ratings Rotten Tomato, but it just was so slow. Like, it was the most boring beginning of a film. I was just sitting there going, and maybe it's just too much... Maybe I'm too hyped up on superhero films to really calm down and enjoy something that's a little bit slower, but which is a lie. But I wanted to enjoy it, but I ended up leaving, which is also, you know, it is the Coen Brothers' lowest performing film that they've ever come out with.
It kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, they didn't really do much promotion for it, so I'm not surprised.
$11 million. Yeah. But it still netted them number two.
Yeah, I would say it was a pretty shitty weekend for movies, huh? Because the top grossing movie had been out for 2 weeks and it only made 21. Yeah. That's the number one, Kung Fu Panda.
And then like a movie that it was a huge in book form, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. You know, everyone thought everybody was going to come out to go see that one, but I really didn't see any marketing for that either. And that only made $5 million and opened up terribly.
It came out already?
Yeah,
that's their problem.
This week.
I would have went to go see it. I didn't even know it was fucking out. I saw previews for it, but I didn't know it was already out. I'm going to go see that soon.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's probably their problem right there. Fucking shitty promotion.
That's what I just said, too.
Yeah, well, oh my God. Are you listening?
Were you even here?
Over again.
I got to go, guys.
He's like, Kevin's
Turbo
like...
Kid, everyone, turbokid.com.
Hey, you know, hold on. I just want to revisit this chat scrolling bullshit that you do. You sent a video the other day of Monster Factory. From their newest one, newest Monster Factory video.
For the second time.
Yeah, I sent that to you last fucking week.
Oh, was that you? Oh.
Yeah, I sent it the first time. Because then, like later in the week, you started playing that, you were streaming that game. And I literally said, yo, Monster Factory, that bitch. And you're like, ha ha ha, I'm not going to do that. And then like a few days later, you send the video. And I'm like, hey, this is funny. I'm like, you goddamn son of a bitch, I already sent it.
ADD, everybody. ADD. Oh,
Jesus.
Like, so funny. Messages,
in my defense,
too much to scroll through.
If I don't look at my cell phone within 30 minutes, it says like 132 new messages in the Telegram
chat.
That's
when you know. That's when you know you have like the best friends in the world. Is when you know whenever you're having a bad day or just like you need someone to talk to, you look at your phone and just look at them and be like, those motherfuckers care enough to talk to me. Look at all those texts.
I know you guys care.
On the flip side, you and Ryan talked for 8 hours about a goddamn fucking keyboard.
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking
about. That was the 132 messages.
Listen,
that night.
I don't know what you're talking about, but we went ahead and moved that into a private chat.
I bet you did.
Well, yeah, maybe. You know, by the time that no one else had responded, I'm sure it fucking seemed like a private chat.
I don't know why you guys didn't have an opinion on that kind of stuff.
I had to put my phone on silent. Like, I couldn't stand the sound.
I was streaming, I think, and my phone was just blowing up the whole time.
You can look down, like, you look down, and there's like 4% battery life.
Yeah. It's like, because I was like, oh, what's happening on my phone? Oh, I'm just talking about that keyboard. What's happening on my... Oh, I'm just still talking about that fucking keyboard.
Like, every time, like, my notification is Beavis going, boing, 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 boing. It's funny the first 3 times in a row. After that, it gets a little redundant.
It's funny.
So Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, huh? That seemed like a fun movie. It was a great book.
Yeah,
it was a great book. I've got the graphic novel of it too, actually.
Yeah, me too. Man, I loved it. And I've read both sequels. They're both amazing. It's a fucking awesome story. Like, the first one is just Pride and Prejudice with zombies. And the other two are just, they just take it a step farther. It's so, it's so great.
Well, and I'm surprised because Matt Smith is in this movie too. And you think like the Doctor Who crowd would be out for this one.
I just
apparently
don't
he's really good in it. Like, from what I've read, like, he steals the movie. Like, apparently he's great.
So. Yeah, well, I mean, that's just, it's just a case of the fact that nobody knew it was out.
Yeah,
poor marketing.
Terrible marketing.
Yeah,
they had
shame.
They had,
I'll catch it when
special.
It's on Netflix, I guess.
Yeah.
Or the internet.
Yeah, it's been released for 1 week. Well, it's over now. Can't go out and see that one.
$5 million? It's going to be gone next week. Are you kidding me?
Especially with Deadpool coming out.
Yeah, Deadpool's coming out next week. Ain't this week.
This week.
Pride and Prejudice ain't getting seen then if Deadpool's coming out.
It comes out this Thursday. Sorry, Ed.
Oh, man. Sorry, Ed.
Anywho, let's talk about some other losses. Hulu is about to get shafted, it looks like. Time Warner is currently trying to purchase 25% of Hulu. And, you know, not a bad thing, but the whole reason is to ensure that the shows do not get released the day after they come out.
Yep.
They want it is an old fucking company who is stuck in their old ways and will not admit that the cord is being cut and they are dying, and they're trying anything they can to stop it from happening, even trying to essentially shut down a great service.
If I'm Hulu, like, you know, on the one hand, you look at it and you're like, wow, that's great to have a huge company like that pour money into your company. But at the same time, you've got to realize the second that happens and they cut off streaming of certain shows, or, like, you know, doesn't go out the next day, you're going to lose a very large percentage of your patronage, or the people that are paying for your service. So it's like, is it worth it to have a huge company dump, you know, 25, you know, money to 25% of your company if you're going to end up losing 50%+, right? Because, like, what if you can't stream shows the day after they air? What the fuck is the point of Hulu?
Yeah.
You do it on Netflix.
And nobody wants to go to every single individual website and be like, all right, well, let me just stream the show now with 18 fucking hours of commercials.
Right, like CBS or whatever. Or CBS is like, hey, come watch our shows. You can do it on the CBS app now. And it's like,
I saw that. Okay, so during the Super Bowl, CBS was like, all access, watch current and past shows. And then right at the end of the commercial, it says, free trial.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not paying you to see free TV that I already watch and that I already pay for with my cable subscription.
No shit. I think if services are going to do that, like this whole, like, stream our stuff on our website, then if you fucking pay for TV, then it's fucking free.
It should be free. And the other point of that is by the time that you're done subscribing to every single cable channel and service that is out there, you're paying more to cut the cord than you were paying for cable.
Yeah.
This is why people pirate shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is exactly why.
Because people want to watch stuff when they want to watch it, but they don't want to pay hand over fist to do so. And when you have services online where you can get shit for free, like it would be if you were to watch it on television, essentially, because obviously you pay monthly for your TV, but I digress. But, you know, people are going to keep doing that. Yeah. Like, because fuck spending, you know, $8 a month for CBS and then another $8 for Fox, another $8 for NBC, and then $15 for HBO.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's ridiculous. It's fucking stupid.
I mean, and Hulu's still ridiculous to the fact that you're paying like $10 a month or so.
And you still have to watch ads.
Yeah, you still get the ads. I mean, that part sucks.
Yeah, I think it's $7.99 or $8.99, and then you get commercials, and it's $12.99 for no commercials.
That's, and it's like, come on, you're making enough money already. This is a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, I said that from the beginning.
Free the internet!
And I tweeted at them back when they first started and they introduced Hulu Plus, and like I got it for free for 6 months because I have a .edu email address. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, after like a month, you know, because even though it was free, it was still with the commercials. And so at this point, I'm like, okay, so I'm paying for an account. Why do I still have commercials? And they tweeted back at me like, well, that's just... That's how we still have to, you know, we still have to pay for the new content. That's how we make, you know, that's how we. And I was like, I'm paying you $8 a month, even though, of course, it was for free, but, you know, I'm paying you $8 a month, which is the same amount I pay for Netflix. You have not convinced me to leave Netflix or to not watch this on Netflix or whatever. Like, I don't care enough about current TV to watch commercials. It's why I don't watch it on TV in the first place.
I agree.
I paid them. Piece of shit. Get bought out by Time Warner. Lose your goddamn company. Suck a dick.
Yeah.
I need to have I'm going to put a ding counter.
Yeah.
For all suck the times.
Ding.
Suck a dick. Ding. Fuck. Ding. And just see how many times at the end of
the
one
episode.
The whole episode
will just be dings.
Yeah. Every time Doug comes on. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. And then after that, you know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. Okay, so, Doug, you know more about this next story than I do because you have been reading all of the legends.
Oh, I'm just a better Star Wars fan than you is what you're trying to say.
Damn.
Oof. Gauntlet thrown.
Gloves are off.
Ding. Sorry. That's a bitch. Ding. God damn it. Ding. I'm trying to ding myself, guy.
Yeah. No one's listening anymore.
Star Wars is getting ready to add Grand Admiral Thrawn back into the canon.
Who is he?
He is, after the Empire falls in the book series, he is the last Grand Admiral. The Republic, or the New Republic, they go down, they're like the second in charge behind the Emperor. It's like the Emperor and then the Grand Admirals. And they go down, they hunt down the rest, and he's the only one that has escaped. And he's in charge of the Empire's navy, essentially, or like their fleets, everything.
Uh-huh.
And it's a trilogy, and it's about him like fucking up the New Republic and like just being a kind of a dick. Well, obviously he's a dick, he works for the Empire, but what's crazy is that he's a Grand Admiral and he's an alien, and the Emperor is notoriously racist. Like, his whole Empire and all of its people in charge are all humans. Like, there's not one alien. And so the fact that there's a Chiss, the blue-skinned, red-eyed alien, that's how fucking cunning he is. He is a goddamn smart motherfucker.
And so now he'll be put back into lore.
Yep.
Because of Star Wars Rebels.
Correct. And so it's interesting to see what them bring him back, because again, he's devious. He's a bad guy. He's great. The Thrawn trilogy by Timothy Zahn is phenomenal, and I highly recommend either reading it or getting the audiobook on Audible. It's phenomenal. So it's really exciting to see him come back, but at the same time, it kind of brings up the questions. So did the Thrawn trilogy happen? Like, is that a thing that's going to be canon now? Can
nope.
we talk a little bit more about that,
nope.
please?
Nope.
I know, right?
Nope.
Not immediately. But
that will stay as legend, and that will maybe be stories that people have heard of him, but maybe not true. And the only things that are going to be canon are the things that are currently written into the future.
Well, that's the thing, is that they may, okay, because Timothy Zahn was one of the first authors that like George Lucas approached. It's like him and like three others, maybe like five, and in like the mid 90s, and was like kind of right before they re-released the trilogy. and right before they did like episode one and all that stuff, like he went to all these authors and were like, yo, we want to boost this, like everything. We want more book sales. We want more sales, blah, blah, blah. You guys have like carte blanche. You can do whatever the fuck you want in this universe. Mm-hmm. And everything you do will be canon, you know, canon at this time. You can do whatever you want. So Timothy Zahn created Coruscant. Coruscant is never mentioned in the, as far as I remember, I don't think it's ever mentioned in the original trilogy. So he created Coruscant, and it being a giant city and the center of like the galactic universe or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, so he gets a paycheck every time they fucking mention Coruscant. And nice. So it's huge. So he tweeted a couple of weeks ago that was like, you know, Disney just, sorry. Jenner says, sorry, I just got distracted by the chat. Disclaimer, 8-Bit Geek is not paid to put Audible in their show. That is true, though I wish we were. So he just tweeted out saying, like, I'm about to make some bank off Disney, because I guess they picked up like five more of his like creations in the Star Wars universe.
Nice. Good.
So Thrawn being one of them, I guess Coruscant, but I guess Coruscant's kind of just a given. But like, you know, Coruscant's not in the new movie. They don't mention it at all. They rarely mention it, if ever, on Rebels. So they're like, you know, they're like, we're not gonna. But the 501st, Timothy's on.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Huh. Who would have known?
Which that may be it, because with the fucking Rogue One coming out and Darth Vader being it, maybe the 501st will play a role. Who knows?
Maybe. Okay, so next up here, some superhero news. The Flash and Supergirl crossover is going to happen, and we didn't think it ever would because CBS said, no, that'll never happen. But then CBS's Supergirl started to tank. She lost her flight ability when the ratings started dropping, and now they need some help, and so they bring in the Speedster to shoot the ratings back up, and that's how we get to this point.
Yep,
that's
sound
hilarious.
About right?
Sounds about right.
It's funny when you said the show was beginning to tank. Didn't the show start at the bottom and stay there?
No, they had really high ratings for the first episode, and then it started to kind of, and you know, Supergirl did a dive bomb, and so now that's where we're at.
I think, you know, we've been talking a lot about like how they're going to do it, whether it's going to be Earth 2 or not, or how they're going to mention it on the show.
I'm sticking to that. I really think it's going to be Earth 2.
I have a strong feeling, because it is specifically her show and not the Flash's show, that he is just going to exist in her universe, and we are never going to see it ever mentioned on the Flash.
Probably.
Oh yeah,
that, like, could happen.
They're
too.
Never going to mention it. He's never going to travel to another Earth where she's going to exist, and it's just going to be like, yo, it's the Flash. You work with my cuz. You guys started that Justice League thing, and he's just gonna be like, "Yo, I'm the Flash."
Look, yeah, fast. Maybe it's the future.
Swag, swag.
Oh yeah, maybe that's swag, the other swag. Thing. Maybe it's in the future.
Yeah, that's the name of the episode. Yo, I'm the Flash. Swag, swag. Hashtag swag, swag.
Oh,
maybe
man.
Maybe it does take place in the future when Superman and him are working together.
Maybe, I don't know. But then again, with her show tanking so bad. Like, it's doing pretty fucking terrible. It will most likely get canceled by the end of the season or midway through season two. That's my speculation.
You know,
I have a feeling that CBS will try to pick it up or pick her up and bring her back over to CBS, CW, which is owned by CBS.
Maybe that's the whole plan all along. Is like, they're like, all right, well, we're gonna get this show started, and that'll cover the cost of all the costume designs and all that. And then once it tanks, we'll just bring it back into our hands. We'll start a new show. Yeah.
Kind of like they did with Constantine.
Yeah.
You know, Constantine got nixed by NBC, and like the CW went, can we get him over here, please? We're going to throw him in an episode of Arrow, and then apparently he's already like confirmed to be in like season two of Legends of Tomorrow. So,
nice.
Fuck yeah.
Good. Same actor and everything, too?
Same actor, yeah. Matt Perfect. Ryan, whatever his name is. He was a great Constantine. It was a shit show, but
yeah.
They brought him on to Arrow, and it was one of my favorite episodes of this season. I was so excited. I was like, yeah, Constantine!
Not hard to have a favorite there. On a shit season so far. That's been all right. It's not been bad, but it's not been great.
It's been okay.
I know. I just expect so much out of Arrow. Okay, so Hasbro and Mattel are in talks to merge. What?
This is an awesome news.
And so what does it mean for our favorite movies? Could we see crossovers some more? Could we see a Battleship Transformers He-Man movie?
That would be cool.
Actually, like, the 12-year-old me is saying yes, it would.
He-Man, She-Ra versus fucking Megatron.
Fuck. yeah, hungry, hungry hippos come out of nowhere to take on to My Little Pony.
Oh, God.
You know what this reminds me of? Hold on. Did we ever talk about the fact that Nickelodeon is making a Nicktoons cartoon, like, movie?
Yeah, I think we did.
I thought they did that already, like, years ago.
Oh, well, they're doing a new one. And I'm talking, like, Rugrats, Doug, All Real Monsters, Rin and Stimpy, like, all those in some, like, giant movie together.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is what this reminded me of. Just, like, all of a sudden, just, like, random shit popping out. Like, why is there a hungry, hungry hippo here? Because we fucking can. Like...
I'm thinking maybe it's a video game or something like that where they had all the crossovers, but they had one with like SpongeBob and Doug.
That was like that racing one or whatever.
No, it wasn't a racing game. It was like an adventure game.
I don't remember it. But I don't know. Are you guys okay with the two biggest toy brands merging and becoming like... one? I mean, I guess it doesn't matter because we're still going to get the same toys, right?
Feels like a monopoly. In this day and age.
Oh, shit!
I see what you did there.
Hey, but that's life.
Hey, but that's life. But until you have to go to jail.
You guys are in trouble.
And then you'll be yelling, Yahtzee!
Get a no fucking trouble. Clue, you guys.
Oh, shit!
You guys are setting me up for a mousetrap.
Oh.
Ouija board.
You can't just throw it out there.
Uno.
Hey, but don't let all the pieces fall around you like Jenga.
I hate you guys so much.
Okay, so here's something that's going to anger everybody. We'll move on. Ryan, I apologize if you break something right now. But a developer at Ubisoft said recently... that the Division PC version had to be kept in check with consoles or it would be unfair. What the fuck?
This is the second time Ubisoft has done this. The first time being Watch Dogs, when people complained about why the E3 graphics didn't make it into into Watch Dogs in general, and they said it was like console version's fault. And it's like, all right, Ubisoft, that's cool and all. You can blame consoles, but... why don't you fucking take some responsibility and just say, you know what, if you want a better experience, these people who spend thousands of dollars making a fucking amazing PC, give them some fucking credit. Get like Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider. They even said specifically like the super high setting was for like fucking Titan and for the people who put money into their system. Ubisoft could be in pricks. Do something like that.
The here's the problem. They said in a previous E3, I think when they first announced the game, they said we're building a specific version for PC. We're going all out. We care about the PC version. It's, you know, we're gonna do this. And then this quote came out, and it says, after speaking about the new game engine and how it has a lot of potential, he's asked if they've ever been restricted on how far they can push a game because of the differences between platforms. And he says, it's definitely a factor, says the nameless Ubisoft developer. But one good thing about The Division is that we've always considered PC as a separate platform. I've worked on projects before where the PC's version is a port of the console, so it carries more limitations over. But he goes on to say that it hasn't really been held back too much. Now... he says, that all sounds like the answer you expect. And then he follows up with, we do have to kind of keep it in check with consoles because it would be kind of unfair just to push it so far away from them. It's not your fucking call, dude. Like, if you can, if you're going to spend $2,000 on your gaming console, you want a game that's going to look that fucking good on it. Mm-hmm. So why limit? Like, who cares? These motherfuckers bought into that $300 console because they can't spend the $2,000. Yes, they get a great experience. Let us get an even better one.
Yeah. I mean, really. That's just... you're fucking... unless Microsoft and Sony are giving you bonus bucks to intentionally fuck up your PC version, you've got no reason
to do it.
See,
but that can't be the case because Microsoft is now pushing for such like better games on PC, and that's evident with Rise of the Tomb Raider, right? Even though they didn't develop it, they did put a big chunk of money into it for an exclusive, and then it also came out on the PC, and the PC version looks absolutely just spectacular with amazing graphic updates specifically from NVIDIA. I mean, it's just sorry, Ryan. Yeah, NVIDIA. Woohoo! Yeah, I mean, so it's dumb. It's very dumb. I'm dumbfounded. It's dumb. Dummy. But I'm still gonna buy it because it still looks great.
Yeah, we played it. We played the beta. Did we talk about that last week's show?
I don't think we did. But Doug has been. Look at his face. You can see it in his face.
He's done with this.
He's just like, "Fuck you guys. You left me behind. I wasn't there."
The game's beautiful. Short. I mean, it's a beautiful game already. But think of what could have been. I guess. You know what though? Leave it to the modders. The modders worked on Watch Dogs and made that game playable.
This really cool video. It was from the game, and it was like these people in a building watching a crane fall. In the game, it was really crazy.
I don't think that was the game, sweetheart.
What?
Although that was a whole, that Twitter or that Reddit thing was the best.
Welcome to the dark zone.
The joke on that is,
wait, that shit really happened.
Jer, you want to say that?
Oh yeah,
you posted it.
So on Reddit there was the picture of the crane that fell, and then some of the commenters' top comment was, "Wow, Ubisoft marketing department's going all out." And then the second comment was, "Welcome to the dark zone." And I mean, it just kept going into just spiraling down out of control from there. But it was awesome. Yeah.
Well, I think I told you guys, like, you know, Ryan set that screen cap or whatever when he was playing. I think it was that Friday before you guys had gotten on yet. And I'm like at work. I'm doing something. I look at my phone and I just see like the picture that he sent, and it was just some people standing in a snow-covered street, and just like having not read most of the other conversation because again I'm at work doing stuff, just like, okay, that's weird that he would send a picture of the blizzard in New York. I don't understand why I just got that. And then later, like, at my computer, looked at the message and was like, holy shit, that's from the game. Like, I thought he just sent a picture of people on the streets of New York during like the fucking blizzard that went through the week before. So it was pretty crazy to be like, oh shit.
Yeah, it's a fantastic looking game. I can't wait to play it, but I do wish that they gave us options to make it even look better. Because there isn't, even Ryan said it when we were playing it, he goes, there's not much difference from going from medium to ultra settings, except for the lighting maybe, but not much changes. And so it kind of sucks.
The lighting is fantastic in its defense, though.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And
the snow effects and lighting, just awesome.
I believe all of us just went in our pants when we first started playing it.
I did that before I played, just in case.
Oh, okay.
In your pants?
You
did that?
I took it to the toilet.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Yeah. So I did that before I started playing. Like, in your pants or in your pants?
You just didn't want to walk to the... I mean, we had a reason why we were doing it in our pants. I mean, all you had to do was walk.
Hey, guys, what do you guys think about World War II shooters?
It's really great. Wow.
I hid this watch up my ass.
It's a sock puppet.
It's been a while since we've had some World War II shooters, right?
Yeah, it's been about a good 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. World at War was probably the last one. And that was, 2000.
I mean, there was the Sniper Elite games, but I don't know if you count that one or not. It wasn't an FPS. Well, no, it wasn't FPS. Yeah.
No, that was a third person.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess you don't count that one,
unless you're in scope mode or whatever.
Yeah, you're sniping people.
I personally love the World War II shooters. I did get burnt out, but I am ready to go back, and that was evident when I played Wolfenstein. I was so immersed into that. Whoa! I still need to play the prequel, but so somebody on.
Excuse me.
Bless you, child.
That's funny.
I managed to mute my stream, but not mic the call. So that's in the show now, but not on the live show.
So Kickstarter, you know, somebody on Kickstarter put something called Battalion 1944, and I guess that there is a strong calling for it because they've already passed their initial goal in 3 days of 100,000 euro.
Nice.
So,
good for them.
Yeah. So hopefully they get even more and make a good game.
Yeah, and there's a trailer out for it now too, and it's looking pretty decent for a game that's gonna be made for only 100,000, considering it's a first person shooter, you know.
Just don't be like those fucking other guys who made like $50 million in funding, and then we don't think we're ever gonna get a game out of it.
Yeah,
what's that one? Elite Vision, Elite Quest of the Sky, Dark Moon over the Hammy. It's
what?
The space combat. A simulation of energy.
It's out, but it's still in like play mode.
Yeah,
isn't
and
it?
You have You're to talking... pay. It, you have to pay $50 for your ship.
I forgot what game that
it's
was. 40, but
it's $49.99 to get a ship in that game and to start playing.
You're talking about Elite Dangerous, are you?
No, not Elite Dangerous.
Are you talking about Star Citizen?
Yeah, Star Citizen. That's what I said.
Yeah, Ryan knows.
In the beginning.
Yeah, look at that, it's in the chat.
So
I had a coworker who was like all about that game.
Yeah, fuck that. Trump. I feel like it's just a Ponzi scheme.
You tell your friends to buy it, and they tell their friends.
So, okay, so here's a...
Chandar says, Eve?
Ryan will defend that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see here. It. You guys have wore it out in the chat about that, but we're moving on to more and better cooler things. There's a new GTA mod that makes the game look like The Last of Us.
Yeah, it's awesome. They just add all kinds of shrubbery and fucked upness.
Yeah, the whole and so it looks like post-apocalyptic.
Oh, but, for reals?
For reals.
Yeah, dude. It looks really cool. It's basically, it looks like Last of Us with like the GTA interface.
Speaking of someone not looking at the chat when things are posted, Doug.
I was going to say, I did it this time.
No, I was talking about Doug.
I remember seeing that. I just didn't comment on it. I remember seeing it and being like, I'll look at that later. And then just never looking.
Mm-hmm. I did, Jer. I did.
Thank you, Kevin. So in order to run this, you will need a recommended 8 gigs of RAM.
Sweet, got that.
If you're running Grand Theft Auto, you have at least that already.
Yeah, so it looks really fun and impressive, and I hope they build upon it. And when you look at the trailer, you'll be fairly impressed as well.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
Here's something that's going to be really a lot of fun and I'm really excited about. Titanfall 2 is going to have a real single-player campaign.
About time.
And I'm announcing it now without them announcing it. There will be no AI in Titanfall 2. That's insider information.
That's a bummer. I thought the AI was fine.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, they weren't getting into ships. They were just basically cannon fodder to make you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, but I didn't want that. I want to play against real players.
Well, I want that, challenge me, bro. Come at me.
I want that competition.
Let's go after this.
I'll challenge you.
It's in Titanfall.
Let's do it, and I'll stream it, and I'll win. What you got?
Yeah. 1v1 me, bro.
Done. Just give me... 10 minutes to download 50 gigs and it'll take you about 2 hours, 5 hours, 10.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. we'll play tomorrow.
Next Monday. 1v1.
Battle of the Titans.
I agree with Ryan in chat. Like, basically, I liked that the AI was in the game. Like I said, it filled the room more because, I mean, you were only going to get how many human players? Like,
It was like 6-on-6 or something, wasn't it?
Or eight on eight? 6-on-6, you're right. So it's like you needed more.
Yeah, but they could have done more with just humans. The maps were small enough that you could have probably put 12-on-12 and it have been okay. Now,
yeah, but 12, think about
with
all mechs.
Yeah, but you'd obviously have to balance it so that way not fucking 12 mechs are running around. You know, maybe it's a special drop or some, or you have to work up to it a little bit more. But I think the mechs should probably be like a huge special and they pull it back because it was a fucking amazing shooter. Yeah, the mechs were a lot of fun, but the shooter mechanics in it were far better and beyond what Call of Duty was doing in that at that time. So
well,
I
let's
really
get
loved 20, it.
What, 2012, 2013? And Call of Duty is now just getting around all that, the wall running and just like the climbing cliffs and everything.
Well, they couldn't copy them directly like the same year. They had been like working their way up to it and be like, oh yeah, well, you know, we perfected the idea.
Well, of course, because Call of Duty has to work on their games like a year or two in advance. Yeah. So.
All right. So GameStop is getting into the publishing arm of gaming, but they're saying that they're not. So they literally published a game.
They owe somebody favors is basically what they did.
Yeah, Insomniac came out with a game, right, and called Song of the Deep. It's a 2D underwater Metroid, you know, game.
Metroidvania, which is like a side-scrolling kind of, you go back to parts. It's pretty fun, actually. I don't know about Song of the Deep, but Metroidvania-type games like Guacamelee and, well, obviously Metroid and Castlevania, so.
Yeah, and so they published the game under a new publishing arm, and then they said, no, we're not trying to be a publisher. How can... You can't... What?
They lost a bet, basically.
Yeah, for real. They had to, right? That's the only way they did this.
Like I said, they're just calling in favors. That's all.
No, I think that they're trying new things in order to see how to survive in the future. You know, like if they self-publish games, then they can stock up their store with self-published games and make money off of that. GameStop is doing a great job. You know, I've bashed them in the past and saying that they should die off, but they're really doing a good job of trying to survive in a climate where everything's going to go digital here in the next 10 years.
I mean, and that's one thing I've always given to GameStop. Being a former employee, I can tell you that they always try to stay ahead of the curve. Like, they've got people that basically just kind of, you know, futurists, if you will. And, I mean, they do a great job of that. I mean, the employees suffer because every week it's a whole new initiative. But, I mean, like, overall, the company strives because they fucking make smart decisions or they make smart buys, you know, such as the whole geek
ThinkGeek.
So, I mean, they got to get ahead of it. I mean, that's the only way they're going to survive. They don't want to turn it into Tower Records or Blockbuster Video or Circuit City, which Circuit City is coming back anyway.
I have that. I'm waiting to watch that Tower Records film. I don't see why that they couldn't come back. Like, the retro fucking shit is back and it's in. They could become a record store again. Like, not like how they were with, like, fucking tons of stores, but open one back up.
The thing, well, they still have, like, Tower Records in, like, Japan and everything. Really? Just not in America.
They could do one. They could do a record store, right? Like, fucking vinyls and, you know, right?
I don't know. It's a weird... I still think vinyls are a niche market. I mean, there's a lot of people that like them, but it's still not of CD level.
Yes, it is! There's one guy... There's only two companies now that make vinyl records, and the dude went on
there you go. There's your answer right there. Well, two guys.
No, there's two guys who still do the process, and he says that he's so overwhelmed. Like, he is pressing out more albums now than he ever has. Like, the vinyls are a big business now, man. Like, I think I gotta disagree. It's a big, it may be a niche market, but it is big business, and it has been for the last, like, 4 years, five.
But can it compete with MP3s?
Well, of course not. But that's what but it can compete on its own as a business, to where it makes a little bit of money. I think yeah, and especially if you put in all the t-shirts, you put a Hot Topic in there and you're good to go.
I don't think Hot Topic does sell records.
I know that. So you kind of follow that kind of business model where...
So you're saying open a Hot Topic.
A Tower Records Hot Topic.
Okay. Hot Tower Records.
Hot Tower Records. Doug, where have you gone? Topic. Where are you?
Doug just walked out.
I just left. No, I went and I put... I went and I put on my new Weezer LP that I got today in the mail.
context.
Hey, Doug.
If you want to destroy a
he's
sweater,
lost. Our vinyl's dead, Doug.
What?
Can you make a business?
Did you say Nirvana is dead? What'd you say?
Oh, my God.
Well, he's not wrong.
I mean, he's not, but... No, I said, our vinyl's dead. Can you make a business out of vinyl records? Can you open a store selling vinyl records?
There are some record stores that are still around, but it is a super goddamn niche market, right?
Like, thank you.
But
nobody said it wasn't. You don't have to say thank you.
I don't think you can open a giant like
not giant, but you could open.
Not what you said?
I said you can reopen Tower Records.
Well, yeah,
one of the biggest records.
Oh my God, you guys are still thinking like it's the 80s. I said open a Tower Records, bring it back, have a wall full of vinyls, and then the rest of the store is filled with crap.
Okay, so Barnes & Noble.
No, I'm not selling books here.
Barnes & Noble music section.
We said Hot
vinyls.
Topic.
Yes.
It's a vinyl section and then a store full of books.
No, we said Hot Topic.
I understand. I understand. I heard that.
Yeah.
I understand that.
But why do you want to open a Barnes & Noble
that does the same thing?
Why do you want to open a Barnes & Noble instead of Hot Topic?
Because they normally have some Starbucks and I like coffee.
Some Starbucks.
Hey, listen. By all right, the way,
so they put
well, here you go. Hot Topic and Starbucks. Problem solved.
Yeah, they put Hot Topic and Starbucks.
Put a Caribou coffee in there.
You know what I don't want about Hot Topic though is the angsty teenagers.
You know that is Hot Topic, right?
Yeah.
Angsty teenagers and juggalos.
That's what I meant. That's why I don't want a Hot Topic.
Okay, so then don't make it a Hot Topic. It's its own thing. It's Tower Records.
Oh, no.
And they sell cool geeky things and call it Think Geek.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, perfect.
So basically what you're saying is GameStop should start selling vinyl records.
Yeah, essentially, that's what I'm saying.
This is what it's going to move into.
Oh, shit. All right. That's our show for the week. I hope that you enjoyed
it.
Before we go, we want to thank our goddamn Patreons, you know, because it's the beginning of the month and we have to thank you once a month. So thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Cuey. And thank you, Rain. Without your guys' contributions, we would not exist.
I mean, we would, but we would be much more haggard.
We would exist, but the show may not exist, but we would still probably most likely exist.
Mommy and daddy made love, and here I am. Yeah,
unless Rain was somehow all of our moms.
Which is possible, because she is making voodoo dolls.
That's true.
I think I'm older than her, though, so that's like a weird time paradox.
Well, you guys all love that time travel.
Did
shit,
you ever so read the out. Book Rant by Chuck Palahniuk?
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't, you fucking liar.
That was that unsure. Mm-hmm.
How are you gonna know?
Because you don't read anything.
I do read a lot of things.
Have you finished X Heroes?
I'm halfway through.
I did it. I finished X Heroes. I'm already on X, the second one. X.
Thank you.
X Patriots.
Good job.
I'm on the second one now. It's awesome.
Just in that book, in the book, in that one I'm talking about, Rant. He fucks his grandmother. He goes back in time, like fucks his grandmother, and so his dad is born. But then like, it's him. So then he like fucks his mom, and then he's born. It's really goddamn confusing. There's a lot of time travel, and like him fucking his own parents. It's weird.
Is that Xbox Live the game?
Yes. Yep. It's cool. It is a crazy book, but it's probably one of my favorites by Chuck Palahniuk. It's so good.
It would be one of your favorites.
You know, they don't tell you about him fucking his mom. It's not like chapters of him fucking his mom, but it is like someone like at the end, you're like, holy shit, was that him? Did he go back in time and fuck his mom? What the fuck?
Well, now I know the end. Spoiler and the surprise alert. Is gone, so now I can't even read it. I was fucking three quarters in.
Nope.
Fuck. Thanks, Chuck Palahniuk.
Thanks, Doug. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed the show.
I should still read it. It's fucking crazy.
Until next week.
Jeremy's a dickbag.
Wow.
I'm trying out new catchphrases for us to sign out with. So that's a no. That's a no from Jer.
I don't think Jer liked it. I don't think he's sold on it.
Well, why don't we do another take?
Okay, hold on. I have one. Say what you gonna say? What are you gonna say?
Until next week.
Ah, shit, I lost it. It was something about you smelling like old cheese.
Wow. There's no
that,
love.
That thing I read earlier.
I do nothing but love you guys.
How did I get thrown in this?
You motherfuckers.
You motherfuckers.
Until next week, go suck a dick.
I can't end it like that.
Yes! No, it was perfect!
He's like, keep it going!
I was so excited. I was like, nailed it! Yeah!
God, we are horrible at ending the show.
Seriously. Okay, until next week.
I'm Jer.
I'm Kevin.
And I'm Doug.